COVID-19 means your family's celebration this Thanksgiving will probably look like no other.
There is no answer that is completely safe short of complete physical distancing and going virtual 100%.
That's Unity Point Health Methodist Chief Medical Officer Samer Sater. I'm Tim Shelley, filling in for Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Monday, November 23rd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Our first story on deck explains a new free legal resource for people looking to wipe cannabis convictions from their records. Joe Deacon reports.
After playing a key role in developing the legislation that legalized recreational cannabis in Illinois, Gordon Booth is now touting the launch of New Leaf Illinois. The alliance of 20 nonprofit organizations from across the state will provide free legal services to assist people in expunging or sealing marijuana arrests and convictions. Gordon Booth says including a way to fund such a program as part of the state's cannabis law was imperative.
If we were going to legalize this product, that we were ensuring that we were righting the wrongs of the failed war on drugs and that we were creating pathways for people not only to get access into the industry, but also to be able to just simply clear their records and not have that dark cloud following them.
About 770,000 criminal records could be eligible for expungement. Gordon Booth says the costly process of clearing records is often cumbersome and difficult to navigate. She says that minority groups have been disproportionately impacted by both the enforcement of marijuana possession and consumption laws and the stain of convictions creating barriers to employment and housing.
Particularly Black communities and Brown communities are prevented from being able to move their lives forward because of lack of access to being able to bring on a lawyer at $5,000, sometimes $10,000 on a retainer to be able to free them of those collateral consequences.
Gordon Booth assisted fellow Representative Kelly Cassidy of Chicago in creating the state legislation. Cassidy says the expungement program offers people a way to fully take their lives back.
Because of the work that both of us have done around this issue for so long, what we were keenly aware of as we created this program was that a cannabis charge could actually be the beginning of a snowball effect on someone's record.
Gordon Booth says that while legal aid work is robust in Cook County, she wants to see that advocacy grow statewide. Residents can register for the expungement program at newleafillinois.org. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Bradley University reports a 3.7% COVID positivity rate on campus as they go to Thanksgiving break. The state fire marshal is urging caution this Thanksgiving. The holiday is the leading day for home fires involving cooking equipment. And local health officials say a mild flu season in the southern hemisphere gives them hope we'll see a similar trend this winter. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The CDC and Illinois Department of Public Health warn this Thanksgiving could become a super spreader COVID-19 event if the proper precautions aren't taken. I'll break the safety guidance down with the experts. For many families, this Thanksgiving will look like no other. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends avoiding travel and only celebrating in person with people you live with to avoid potential spread of COVID-19.
There is no answer that is completely safe short of complete physical distancing and going virtual 100%.
That's Dr. Samer Sater, the Chief Medical Officer at Unity Point Health Methodist. For in-person gatherings with people who live outside your household, Sater says an outdoor, well-spaced celebration would be safest.
Outdoor has the huge advantage that the airflow and the air exchange is significantly higher than in any home, short of a specialized room. So you take advantage of outdoors anytime you can.
But with unpredictable Midwestern autumn weather, he says any such gathering is more likely than not to be shifted indoors. And that comes with higher risks, especially for the vulnerable.
That population is at high risk, and you may not want to take a risk today, in our area especially, because we are having higher number of COVID patients that are ending up in the hospital today.
Monica Hendrickson, administrator for the Peoria City County Health Department, recommends considering a virtual gathering with your extended family.
It's not going to look the same. And I want to reiterate, no one's telling you to cancel Thanksgiving or cancel celebrations. They're really important, especially around mental health and fatigue. We're just asking that it's going to look a little bit different this year. And that's the key.
Dr. Ted Bender, a psychologist and president of Unity Place, says that pandemic fatigue is real, and many people are yearning for the togetherness and normalcy the holidays may offer.
People are, including myself, are very tired of Zoom calls and Teams meetings and all of that.
But he says that's exactly the reason not to let up now.
It is so absolutely critical that we maintain our vigilance right now, because this is the most dangerous time of the year so far. And, you know, holiday gatherings, as much as I hate to say it, they need to be minimized.
Bender says school-aged children can grasp why it's important to celebrate a little differently this year. He says he's explained to his own kids why their family will be having a virtual Thanksgiving.
I've told them Grandma and Grandpa won't be here this year, and I explained why, because it's very dangerous for older people to get COVID-19, and they understand that the most important thing is to take care of Grandma and Grandpa.
If you do choose to travel, despite the risks, Monica Hendrickson from the Peoria Health Department says you should make sure you've had your flu shot, quarantine before your Thanksgiving get-together with your extended family, and get tested. The CDC also recommends wearing a mask, staying at least 6 feet apart from those who don't live with you at all times, washing your hands frequently, and using disposable plates and utensils. No matter how you decide to celebrate, Dr. Samer Sater of Unity Point Health Methodist says it's important to follow all the safety guidelines.
Help the community while we're having a high percentage of positive patients that are requiring hospital care, because that is our rate-limiting factor.
And Hendrickson says it's also important to try to find a silver lining in this difficult situation.
This may be the year that I don't have to clean my house for the first time for Thanksgiving. So I'm taking the positive with it.
The CDC and Illinois Department of Public Health have more tips on how you can celebrate a safe Thanksgiving with your family this year. You can find links to all that information on our website, wcbu.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Tim Shelley.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at wcbu.org.